Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. It's Monday, yes, and it's August the 2nd, 2021. We made it through the weekend. God bless you and hope your weekend is blessed and hope the beginning of your week is prosperous as well. God bless you. Amen. I want to send shout outs to Denise Gish. She's at home. She's doing fine. Her mother is doing fine. Shirley Willis and her brother, they are doing improving. Amen. Bless them in Ayana in California. Yes, they're doing good. And it was someone that had called me on my cell, asked for prayer. I can't remember their name, but anyhow, they're doing fine. Amen. Amen. With the COVID, too, and I call it COVID too because it's a deviant. This virus is deadly. Not only is it deadly to those that haven't had shots, it's even deadly for the ones that had the shots. So please, 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 again, be careful. Your choice and what you want to do, mask up or not to mask. That's on you. Be safe. And let God guide you. Amen. Amen. My topic today is speak what he teaches. Exodus 4:12. And it says, now therefore go and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. Amen. Amen. Many a true servant of the Lord is slow of speech, and when called upon to plead for his Lord, he is in great confusion lest he should spoil a good cause by his bad advocacy. But remember, the Lord made the tongue. Lack of fluency is not so great a lack as it looks. Fewness of words may sometimes be more of a blessing than floods of words. Amen, amen. If God be with our mouths and with our minds, we should have something better than the sounding brass of eloquence or the tinkling cymbal of persuasion. Pharaoh had more reason to be afraid of stammering Moses than of the most fluent talker in Egypt, for what he said had power in it. He spoke plagues and death. If the Lord be with us in our natural weakness, we shall be strengthened with supernatural power. Therefore, let us speak for Jesus boldly as we ought to. Amen. This is my word for Monday. Have a prosperous day and week. May God always be within your heart. Speak of God always. If you don't have anything to say, don't let that stop you from saying anything. May it be short or long, because no matter if you're the person that's given the message, then it's you, how you give it. It's not how you copycat others. Amen. Amen. Your message may be short and sweet, and theirs might be long and dragged out. But either way, the point of the matter is the message is put out there. Amen. Have a wonderful day. I'm Sister Faye, Evangelist Faye. God bless you. And may God walk with you this week. Amen.